The CBS Radio.
The Mystery Theater presents.
I'm E.G. Marshall. In the course of our lifetime, unless we retire early to solitary caves and live apart from others, as few of us choose to do, we make pledges, sign contracts, accept responsibilities, give and receive promises, and freely form ties of varying kinds. All of these involve other people besides ourselves. They are at the core of all human contact, without which most of us cannot be said to live at all. But the deepest, the most serious, the most demanding, the most intense of them all is marriage. And that is what our story is all about.
Don't you dare tell me how to run my life.
Well, somebody's got to, Harry.
Well, not you. Get out of my car.
Harry, can't we talk about this?
No, we can't. You have no right.
Harry, the light's changing.
I can make it.
No, you can't, Harry. It's red. Harry!
Our mystery drama, Human Error, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Elspeth Eric and stars Larry Haynes. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
It's your way of looking good. Burning summer like you should.
That's beautiful color to you. With Avon's exciting new color cream makeup. Moisturizing makeup with color that lasts long summer days.
So we bring Avon. It's Avon. Summer rain. Never looks so good. Fairy face. Under the chin. Beneath a Gouda mist, a glum. And a watermelon grin. There's a beautiful child.
Wetlands Moist Towelettes can help you find your beautiful child. Little hands and faces can get mighty sticky in the summertime, but Wet Ones go where you go for fast cleanups. Wet Ones clean better than anything dry.
Wet Ones, behind every messy face and hands, there's a beautiful child. Baby, home improvement center, where you have to do it yourself.
Furring strips,
scattering to stop the drips,
plywood sheets to build a floor,
and basketball courts.
We got it.
Paneling and plasterboard,
windows and all kinds of doors,
nails and shingles
for your roof,
and siding too.
We got it.
So, you need to repair your roof, or you want to start a game room. Now the work begins. You can save money by doing the job yourself, but where can you find all the information and materials you need? At Busy Beaver, we've got it. Home improvement experts who will help you every step of the way, answer your questions, give you some ideas,
even delivery.
You'll also find special do-it-yourself clinics, free literature, and a lumber yard inside every Busy Beaver. So, do it yourself the easy way. Come to Busy Beaver.
Busy Beaver, home improvement center. We're here to help you do it yourself.
Contract, a promise given and returned. All of these are in the nature of commitments. Marriage is the largest commitment anyone can make, and the longest.
A man can violate a pledge,
break a contract, evade a responsibility, do any or all of these things, and still keep his inmost self intact. He can change his residence, change his work, change his companion, with small damage to his psyche. But It will be the severest break of his existence if, for whatever reason, he changes his wife. We bring you now the simple story of a marriage, a story called Human Error.
Nothing would have happened if I hadn't sold the business and retired. I wasn't old. I was in the prime of my life, practically. But I'd made a lot of money, worked hard for 26 years, made good investments. Had enough to keep us forever and leave plenty for the kids. I was sick and tired of going to the plant every day. There didn't seem to be any point to it. It was buying the condominium. That was my mistake. None of it would have happened if we hadn't bought that condominium.
Harry?
Hmm?
All finished with your lunch?
Yeah, just about.
Well, I've packed all our big things.
I'm not going.
I put in plenty of suntan lotion. Remember what happened to you last time? You got red as a beet. I was worried.
I'm not going to the beach.
You can rent an umbrella.
I'm not going to the beach, Isabel.
Oh, Harry.
I'm sick of the beach.
But it's such fun at the beach.
Not for me, it isn't.
But all our friends will be there. They'll be expecting us.
Well, you go.
Not without you. I don't want to go without you. I never want to go anywhere without you.
Isabel, I don't like to go in the water. I get burned if I sit on the... haven't got too much to talk about to those people.
Well, you can talk to them about anything.
It's all gossip.
You're a good talker.
And the weather.
You're much better than I am.
And the food. I just don't want to talk about those things anymore, Isabel, with people I don't even know very well.
But that's the way you get to know them.
Talking about the weather and the food.
Well, there's other things.
What other things?
Children.
I've said all there is to say about George and Harriet and Margaret. Maybe when we have grandchildren, I'll have something to talk about.
You're sure you won't come to the beach?
No, not today. Oh, can you get a lift with somebody?
Why?
I'd like to use the car.
Harry, You thinking of going to the track?
Well, I was thinking of it.
You know I don't like you to gamble.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Isabel, you make it sound like I was a big plunger or something. I go maybe 6 times a year. I make $2 bets.
And you lose?
Not every time, not every race.
Most times, most races. It's a bad habit to get into.
I'm not into it. Now, may I take the car or not?
Well, I suppose I could get a lift with the Conovers.
Then get it. We'll go someplace nice for dinner. I picked up a friend on the way to the racetrack. Not one of the beach club people, a guy I'd known all my life, practically. Not their type at all. Him and me, we could sit for hours, not speaking at all. Other times, we'd talk a mile a minute about anything and everything. I knew him inside out, and he knew me. I just couldn't face it today, son. You know, same people saying the same things the same way, same story, same jokes, same arguments. I need a little action.
Well, Isabel must have been disappointed.
Oh, she'll have a good time. She likes that stuff.
She likes it better if you're along.
Yeah, sure, but she'll be okay. She'll hitch a ride with a Conover. She likes them. They like her, so forth and so on.
So she didn't mind your taking the car?
Well, she didn't say she minded, so I guess she didn't mind.
She probably thought you needed it more to get to the track.
That's perfectly true.
Oh, we could have taken the bus.
Nah, the bus is no good.
Well, it's not bad. I wouldn't have minded. This way, Isabel will have to wait till the Conovers feel like going home.
Well, they'll probably all stay late, maybe have dinner there in the clubhouse.
Probably.
I just felt like I had to have a little action. Know what I mean?
Certainly, I know what you mean.
Same old thing all the time, drives you nuts.
Yeah, watch that light, Harry.
It'll get boring. Same people, same...
Harry, the light's changing.
I can make it.
No, you can't, Harry. It's red. Harry! For Pete's sake, Harry!
Did I hit that girl back there?
I think you did.
Well, take a look, will you?
Yeah. Well, you knocked her down.
I did.
But she's getting up.
Is she all right?
I think you'd better back up.
Is she walking around?
Yeah. Back up, Harry.
She looks okay to me.
Yeah, we better make sure.
You all right?
myself.
I didn't see you.
I didn't see you either.
We better take her to the hospital.
She says she's all right.
She says she thinks she's all right. What if she isn't?
Listen, get in the car. I'll drive you to the hospital. They can check you over.
Oh, no, I don't think it's anything serious. It's just ruined my pantyhose.
Well, you've got blood on your leg. Come on, get in.
You insist?
I do. I insist.
Okay, then. I really don't think there's anything wrong.
Yeah, well, we'll make sure, okay? That way, I'll feel better.
Turned out she had a lot of blood.
All over one leg where she'd fallen. And there was another cut on her head, quite a deep one. So my friend and I decided to check her into a room where they could sew it up and maybe take some x-rays. The doctors didn't seem particularly worried, but as my friend said, we need to be sure. And I went along with that. So, what with one thing and another, we never did get to the track. Hi there.
Oh, hi.
I just talked to the doctor, and he says the x-rays don't show anything wrong. No concussion or anything.
I didn't think there was anything wrong. Your car really just grazed me. I fell down, that's all.
Yeah, well, I needed to be sure.
I appreciate that.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, you don't owe anything. Yeah, they're sending the bill to me for everything.
Well, that's very nice of you, Mr. I don't know your name.
Harry Margolis. It's really Harold, but I changed it a long time ago.
Anybody ever call you Hal?
Hal? No, nobody ever called me that.
I like Hal for a name. It sounds kind of, dashing, you know?
Dashing?
Yeah, like Prince Hal?
Prince Hal?
Mm-hmm.
I don't guess I ever met him.
Well, he's in Shakespeare, I think.
Oh. And hadn't you ought to tell me your name?
Oh, it's Marjorie. Marjorie Ames.
Anybody ever call you Margie?
My grandmother. She used to call me that.
Yeah? That suits you, Margie.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'd better be running along.
It was very nice of you to stop by. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, listen, that was the very least I could do.
And about the hospital bill.
Oh, forget it. Put it out of your mind completely. Listen, if they let you out tomorrow, why don't I come by and pick you up, drive you home? How would that be?
Well, that would be very nice.
So, I'll check with the doctor, and if he says okay, I'll do that.
Well, thank you very much. Hal?
Oh, don't mention it. Margie. She certainly was a nice girl. Early 20s, I'd say. No raving beauty, but pretty. Definitely. And friendly. Nice. Nice girl named Margie. Cute name. Cute girl. Made me feel good that I'd made her acquaintance. Different from the people I'd been spending time with. I stopped being sorry I'd missed the afternoon at the track. But the next day, the doctor told me they wanted to keep her at the hospital one more day, so I called my friend. And we made a date to go to the races.
Has the bell mind you taking the car?
Not too much.
Did she ask you anything about yesterday?
Nope.
You tell her anything?
Nope.
You don't think you should have?
What's there to tell?
Well, the accident.
It wasn't serious. Why should I worry you?
The girl. Did you tell her about the girl?
Now, listen, don't tell me how to run my life.
I'm not telling you anything.
Hey. You know what the girl's name is? Marjorie Ames. But her grandmother always called her Margie.
Did you tell her about Isabel?
For Pete's sake, why should I?
Just asking.
Take a look at the form sheet, seventh race.
Yeah? Well, what about her?
Look at number five.
Five. Little Margie.
How about that?
I suppose that means you're going to put a bet on this horse.
Smack on the nose.
It's a mare. Her track record's not so good.
Who cares? I'm going to play her to win.
Just because of that girl?
Well, partly because of that girl, and partly because of...
because of that old song.
What old song?
Don't you remember it?
My father used to sing it around the house all the time. Margie, my little Margie. I forget the tune, but he used to sing it all the time. Yeah, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. You've been my inspiration. Days are never blue. Holy cow, I don't even know how I remembered the words. How do you like that?
Well, it's all right, I guess, if that's your hunch.
You know, she's going to come in. I can feel it. I'm going to slap $50 right on her nose and root her home. Little Margie went off at 100-1 on the tote board. She stumbled coming out of the gate, and she got pocketed between two other horses at the far turn. But then the jockey found an opening, and glory be, that little filly put on the speed. Pretty soon she was flying. Flying! I kid you not, that little baby was flying. Coming into the home stretch, she was nose-to-nose with the favorite. And just as they came up to the wire, she stretched out her sweet neck, crossed the finish line, and won. My little Margie.
Is it luck or is it fate that determines the course of our lives? Do we stumble about blindly? Or is there a destiny preordained which we cannot escape? Fate or luck? Luck or fate? To my way of thinking, the two add up to much the same thing. There is really nothing to be done with our lives but to live them with as much grace as possible, and without too much complaint. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
Oh, great master.
Yes?
My daughter and I have traveled far to seek your wisdom.
Is that your daughter with the,
bag over her head?
Bag.
Yes. Say hello, April.
Hi.
Why? The green rinse gives her hair the greasy...
Oh, Daddy.
Yes, that bag looks like it held a 6-year supply of French fries.
Thanks.
What can we do, sire?
Well, let's see here. Take the root of the imbo bush.
I tried that.
The juice of the beagleberry.
Look, nothing works. All in permanent greasies. Oh, no.
Now, look, I'll tell you what my kids use. Agree cream rinse and conditioner.
Agree?
Yes, agree cream rinse and conditioner is 99% oil-free.
Oh.
So it helps stop the greasies.
No more greasies. I won't have to brown bag it.
Yes, my daughter's hair became so beautiful, she was elected homecoming queen at Guru U.
Wow.
How can I thank you for telling me about Agree?
Give me some advice. Should I let my daughter wear pantyhose?
How old is she?
28.
Oh, then I think...
Both legs?
Yes, both.
Fine.
You can search the wide world over and may never find anything that can help stop the greasies better than Agree cream rinse and conditioner. And be sure and try Agree shampoo. It helps stop the greasies, too.
This is Gene King for your Better Business Bureau. If your food bills have become astronomical, it's time for you to learn the secrets of the smart shopper. Plan your shopping trips in advance. Also, try not to go when you're hungry. By making a shopping list and sticking to it, you'll be less tempted to buy on impulse the things you really don't need. Consider seasonal bargains, advertised specials, and the dietary needs of your family when you make out your list. But remember, folks, buying sale items in bulk is just fine, but only if you're able to store them properly. Now, another thing you should also do is read food labels so you know exactly what you're paying for before you buy it. For example, you may decide to pass up that can of beef stew that's such a steal when you read that it contains more water than beef and potatoes. Be a smart shopper. Plan and save. A tip from your Better Business Bureau.
To tell good luck from bad. The delay in reaching an airport on time may result in missing a plane that crashes. The loss of one job can mean the finding of a better one. And the forsaking of one lover may lead to the discovery of a more suitable one. Bad luck may transform into good luck, and vice versa.
The trouble is, it takes so long to find out which is which.
I'd won $5,000 on Little Margie. I'd never won more than $8 or $10 on any race I ever played. I'd been like the man who got asked how he made out at the track. And he said,
I broke even.
And believe me, I can use the money. That had been the story of my modest gambling life. I put the $5,000 away in my bureau drawer under my shorts, like it was as though I had buried a dead body.
Harry?
Hmm?
You finished with your lunch?
Just about.
Oh, you didn't eat much.
Oh, I had enough.
Wasn't the omelet any good? I never could make a decent omelet. You really need a special pan for omelets.
I'll buy you one, remind me.
Looks like it's going to rain, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not a very nice day for going to the beach.
No, it's not.
Still, it might clear up later. Very often it does.
I don't think so.
You don't really want to go anyway, do you? You don't really like the beach.
Oh, the beach is all right.
But you like the racetrack better.
Isabel, I wish you wouldn't talk like I was a compulsive gambler. If I go to the track once a month, it's a lot, and I don't even go once a month.
You went yesterday, and the day before yesterday.
Well, probably won't go again the rest of the year.
Did you lose a lot?
Matter of fact, I came out ahead.
Wow, that's nice. How much did you win?
Enough. To buy you an omelet, Pan.
Marvelous. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, if we're not going to the beach, what do we do?
Look, we don't have to do anything, do we?
No.
If you don't mind, I'm going to take the car and drive into town, meet a friend of mine.
A friend?
Yes, yeah, sort of. Somebody I've known for a long time.
Somebody I don't know?
Well, you don't know this one.
Pardon my asking, but is this friend male or female?
Male.
Well, that's a relief. I was worried there for a minute.
Hey, you don't really think...
No, of course I didn't. My goodness, I know you better than that.
Yeah, I'll pick him up and we'll go have a cup of coffee, maybe a drink, talk things over, you know.
Mm, I know. Man talk.
Yeah, something like that.
Like women have girl talk.
Yeah. You'll be all right?
Oh, sure. I'll curl up on the divan, finish all those old magazines I haven't had a chance to look at, or maybe I'll start those duties for Margaret's baby. Have them ready by the time she gets here.
Well, don't get lonely, okay? I don't know just when I'll be back.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Have a good time with your friend, whom, by the way, I'd like to meet sometime.
Yeah, sometime. Frankly, I felt rotten driving to the Venice Bar and Grill. My friend and I didn't say much on the way. He usually knew when I wanted to talk and when I didn't, so he just sat there waiting for me to say something. It wasn't until after the first beer that I felt like opening up. I put the money under my shorts.
You didn't tell Isabel.
I told her I won a few dollars.
Not $5,000?
Well, that's crazy, isn't it? Why shouldn't I win $5,000 once in my life?
Well, it would have meant telling you put up $50.
Well, why shouldn't
instead
I?
Instead of your usual $2.
Well?
Because the horse's name was Little Margie.
Well, yeah.
And you just met a girl named Margie.
So?
And you hadn't told her about meeting Margie. So you couldn't tell her about the horse or the $50 you bet or the $5,000 you won. It's all very simple.
Well, maybe to you it is, not to me.
You, just haven't thought it through.
All right, you're so smart. Why don't you think it through?
Well, that wouldn't do any good.
Well, it would clear things up for me.
No, it wouldn't. It'd clear things up for me, and you'd be right back where you started.
Some friend you are.
I try to be. I'm very fond of you, Harry. You know that.
Well, you got a funny way of showing it.
I do my best.
Listen, the reason I didn't tell Isabel about the money, or the bet, or the horse, or the accident, or the girl...
Yes? The reason for all that is?
Well, you see, the reason is I told... I told Margie I'd call up and see if they were going to let her out of the hospital today.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned something about maybe driving her home.
I see.
Well, that's the least I can do. After all, I knocked the girl down with my car. My fault entirely. I got careless. I ran a red light. It's my fault she's in the hospital in the first place. Right?
Right.
So, the decent thing to do is pick her up and drive her home.
Well, I'm sure she can get home by herself.
No, that's not the point.
What is the point?
The point is,
my dear friend, you'd like to see that girl again.
Is there any crime in that?
No crime.
I'm going to call the hospital.
Go ahead.
Oh, bartender, can I have a phone here, please? Well, at least I can do is find out if she's okay or not, right?
Right, absolutely.
After all, I'm the one responsible for being in the hospital. Oh, thank you. That poor kid was crossing the street perfectly innocently with the light. A crazy nut comes breezing through against the light.
I told you about the light, that it was turning red.
Yeah, I know. What's that got to do with it? Oh, hello. Would you connect me with room 311? Miss Marjorie Ames? Thank you.
You remembered her room number.
Oh, why not?
Well, you were there only once.
Well, so what?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Marty?
Oh, yes. Is this Hal?
Yeah. Prince Hal.
I didn't know if I'd hear from you.
Well, I told you I'd call. We'll see if you're all right.
Oh, I'm fine. The doctor was just here. He said I can go home.
Oh, hey, that's great. Well, I am certainly glad to hear that. Listen, I've got my car. Why don't I shoot over to the hospital and pick you up and drive you home? Why don't I do that, huh?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay, I'll be there in, 5 minutes.
I'll be waiting.
So long.
So?
I'm going to the hospital. Pick her up and drive her home. Want to come with me?
No, thanks.
I thought maybe you didn't trust me to go alone.
I trust you, Harry. No, I think I'll stay here and have something to eat.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So after I drive her home, I'll come back to you and join you, okay?
Is that okay? That's okay, Harry. I'll be expecting you.
All the way to the hospital, I was congratulating myself on what a nice thing I was doing. I could have stayed in the Venice Bar and Grill all afternoon, shooting the breeze with my friend and drinking beer. Instead, I was doing this very considerate thing. Well, it's miserable to come out of a hospital with nobody to meet you, go schlepping off by yourself. Well, I pulled up at the entrance to the place, and there she was, waiting for me. Well, you're all set, huh?
All set.
Well, hop in.
This is so nice of you.
Well, which way? Where do you live?
On Odemira Street.
Odemira?
Mm-hmm. Just off Herrera Drive.
Oh, yeah, well, it's not far from here.
No, I could have taken a cab home. You didn't have to bother.
No bother. Say, look, do you know where the Venice Bar and Grill is?
Sure. It's just a few blocks from my place on Herrera Drive. I go there once in a while. They have good food.
Well, it's kind of a hangout of mine. Well, shall we get going? You didn't have any trouble with the bill, did you?
Oh, no. They said it had all been taken care of.
Good.
That was extremely nice of you.
Well, listen, I'm responsible.
Oh, not really.
Yes, really. I ran a red light.
I didn't watch where I was going.
Well, we won't argue about it, will we, Margie?
No, Hal. I wouldn't want to argue with a prince.
Hey, will you come off that Prince Hal stuff?
It suits you.
You wouldn't kid me, would you, lady?
No, I wouldn't kid you. Not for anything. I really wouldn't. You're too nice.
Oh, come on.
I mean it.
Well, you're very easy to be nice to. You're pretty nice yourself, you know.
Oh, I hope I see you again, Hal.
Well, we'll probably run into each other. You ever go to the racetrack?
No, I never do, but maybe I will someday.
I don't go too often myself. I I have a friend, and sometimes we go out there together, but not very often. It isn't a regular thing.
Well, maybe we'll run into each other at the Venice Bar and Grill sometime.
Yeah, maybe. I don't go there too much either, just now and then.
Oh, here's where you turn.
Oh.
This is Odemira. I live at 111 on the right.
Okay, Margie. This it?
This is it. Could I invite you to come in for a minute? I could make you some coffee or something.
Oh, I don't know.
If you're hungry, I could make you an omelet.
An omelet?
Mm-hmm. I make a very good omelet.
Oh. Listen, Margie, I just remembered I left a friend of mine back at the Venice Grill. He was going to have something to eat, and I think he's expecting me.
Oh. Well, maybe some other time. Look, I'm going to write down my phone number. Do you have something I can write it on?
No, I don't.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, here.
Oh.
Here's a
good
packet of matches. Can you write on that?
Oh, sure. I hope you use it sometime. I'm home a lot. There you are.
Thanks. I'll put it in my wallet. That way I won't lose it. Well... can you get inside all right by yourself?
Sure. Hal? I'll be waiting to hear from you.
Yeah, I'll give you a ring one of these days. So long. Take care, Margie.
You too, Hal.
I drove off like I'd been shot out of a cannon. My friend was right. I had wanted to see this girl again. And I'd seen her. She asked me into her apartment. If only she hadn't said what she did about making me an omelet.
About good luck and bad luck, and how very difficult it is to tell the one from the other, and how we seldom know which is which until long after the fact. In the case of Harry Margulies, you'll have to wait for the end of our story. I'll be back shortly with Act 3.
All aboard, Southampton, Winchester, and London.
Tom, what's the matter?
I don't know how we're going to get to Southampton.
I can't find my wallet.
Your wallet? Oh. It had all our traveler's checks.
Honey, I know.
What seems to be the problem?
I lost my wallet.
With all our traveler's checks, what should we do?
What kind were they?
American Express.
Uh-huh. American Express? Well, they've got an office in Southampton. Tommy, stop.
American Express has over 1,000 travel service offices around the world to help you. American Express traveler's checks. Ask for them by name.
Call 1-800-528-1234-BEST-WESTERN.
You can call Best Western any day or night.
We'll get you a room and that will be just right.
Round the world, lodging for you when you want Best Western. All you do, call 1-800-528-1234-BEST-WESTERN. 1-800.
Hello.
My name is William Shakespeare. You know, I've been popular on American campuses for over 200 years. But today there's a real danger my work may be neglected. Not because of a lack of interest, but because of a lack of money. You see, as inflation forces colleges to spend millions of extra dollars on basic necessities like maintenance, lighting, and heating, there may be less and less money available for engineering, science, and literature. Why, I may be upstaged by a barrel of heating oil. And I'm not being overly dramatic. If quality in higher education is to survive, it needs your support. Remember, tuition doesn't begin to cover a college's operating costs. So please be generous. The money you give me decide whether I'm to be or not to be.
Help. Give to the college of your choice. A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
back on your life and examine the turns it has taken. Consider the decisions you made, the directions you followed. Try to evaluate your wisdom, your prescience, everything that brought you to where you are now. Were you always right? Were you always wise? Chances are, no matter how you reflect on these things, you will never find a precise answer.
I got back to the Venice Bar and Grill in record time. There was my friend sitting at the bar where I'd left him. He'd finished some pancakes and was topping everything off with a cup of coffee. Boy, was I glad to see him. On the other hand, for some crazy reason, he was the last person in the world I wanted to talk to.
Hi. Back so soon?
Why not? She was, waiting for me outside the hospital, and I drove her home.
Fine. Want some coffee?
She lives on Otamira, just off Herrera Drive.
Oh, it's not far from here.
No. Matter of fact, it isn't. She comes in here once in a while, she said.
Oh, so, you might see her again.
Well, I suppose I might.
Uh-huh.
Now, listen, I didn't make a date with her or anything like that.
Did I say you did?
No, but that's what you're thinking.
Well, how do you know what I was thinking?
Oh, I know. We haven't known each other all these years without me being able to tell what you're thinking.
Does it worry you?
No, it doesn't worry me.
You sure?
It annoys me. You want the truth?
I do. I always want the truth. There's something clean and refreshing about the truth, don't you think?
You know, sometimes you got a funny way of talking.
Really? Do I?
Yeah, sometimes I can't make you out at all.
Sorry about that.
As a matter of fact, sometimes I don't even like you.
Well, two people who are close friends can't be expected to like each other all the time. There have to be moments when there's intense hostility between them. Just as there must be hostility now and then between man and wife.
I never feel hostile toward Isabel.
No?
No.
Did you say so?
Don't be so damn patronizing, do you mind? Look, you think I took Margie home from the hospital because I hate Isabel? Is that what you think?
I never said you hated Isabel.
Well, for your information, when we got to where she lives, Margie asked me in, what do you think of that?
What am I supposed to think?
She wanted to make me some coffee, give me something to eat. How about that?
Very nice.
But I didn't take her up on it.
Uh-huh.
I said I had to come back here because you were expecting me. Now, how about that?
I don't know. How about it?
You know what? Now I'm sorry I didn't take her up on the invitation. I got half a mind to go back.
Uh-huh.
But she gave me a phone number. I got it right here. I'm going to call her. I'm going to ask her. Well, I won't ask her, can I come back? I'll ask her, does she want to come over here? Is that all right with you?
It's not up to me, Harry. It's not my decision. It's yours.
Okay. Hey, bartender, let me have a telephone, please. You and me and her will just sit around for an hour and talk about this and that. Oh, thank you. I owe her a little something. That's how I figure. Yeah, I'm the one who put her in the hospital. I owe her a little consideration, right?
Hello,
listen, this is Harry. I'm sitting in the Venice Bar and Grill with my friend, the one I mentioned to you. And we got to talking, and it came to my mind that maybe if you haven't got anything better to do, you'd like to come and join us. That is, if you feel like it. And we'll be sitting at the bar, and we'd like it very much if you would join us, if you feel like it. If you don't, that's all right, too, but I hope you do. There. I did it. Now what have you got to say for yourself? I was really angry. The guy was trying to run my life for me. Now, I'm not a person who can't take a little criticism now and then, but he was poking his nose into things that were none of his business, and I meant to tell him to butt out. But when I turned around to speak to him, he'd gone. He ducked out. Couldn't face it. I ordered and sat there waiting.
Hi, Harry.
Oh, Isabel, it's you.
Well, where's your friend?
My friend?
You said on the phone you were with your friend.
I said that?
You said you were sitting here with your friend and I should come and join you. I thought, what a sweet idea. Finally, I'm going to meet this man.
Oh, he left.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. I wanted to meet him.
Yeah, right after I hung up on the phone, he left.
Well, you think he didn't want to meet me?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why he left. He didn't say. He just left.
What have you been telling him about me? That I was some kind of an ogre?
No. Nothing like that. Isabel, I'm so glad you're here.
So am I. I'm just sorry your friend couldn't wait.
Well, never mind about him.
It would have been fun to meet him.
Well, Listen, Isabel, I have something to tell you.
All right. Could I have a beer or something?
Yeah, later. First, I have to tell you something.
My, you sound so serious.
Yes, I am. I am serious. Isabel, you know the day I wouldn't go to the beach and you let me have the car to go to the track just a couple of days ago? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm, I remember.
Well, I never got to the track. I had an accident with a car.
An accident? Were you hurt?
No, I wasn't hurt. But I knocked somebody down, a girl.
Oh, Harry, was she hurt?
No, not much. I took her to the hospital. She was bruised a little, had a cut on her head, that's all. She was only in the hospital a couple of days, until today, as a matter of fact.
Well, I'm glad she's all right. Why didn't you tell me?
Her name was, her name was Marjorie Ames, but her grandmother used to call her Margie, she told me.
Well, you had quite a talk with her, didn't you?
No, not really. It just came up in the course of conversation when I went to see her at the hospital.
Oh? You went to see her?
Well, I had to see if she was all right, didn't I? And I had to take care of the bill, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, well, certainly I did. But, listen, what I want to tell you, Isabel, you see, the day after the accident, me and my friend went to the track, and I bet on a long shot, you see, little Margie, and she came in. And I put $50 on her at 100 to 1, and she paid $5,000. $5,000. I hit the money under my shorts.
But why?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I just felt so guilty.
Guilty? Because you won $5,000?
I haven't told you the whole thing.
I think you'd better.
I want to.
So go ahead.
Well, yeah. Today, the girl was ready to go home from the hospital. She was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the hospital and I picked her up and I drove her home.
Well, that was nice of you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But, well, there's more, you see. When we got to her place, she asked me to come in.
Did you?
No, I didn't. But there's more.
Oh?
She gave me her phone number. She asked me to call her up sometime.
Oh. And did you?
Yes. Yes, I did. Anyway, I meant to. I thought I did.
What are you talking about, Harry? You did or you didn't?
No. That's not the way it happened. I had her phone number right in front of me, and I was looking right at it, you see? Here it is on this book of matches. Do you see it?
Yes, I see it.
All right. Now, well, I was going to ask her to come over here to meet my friend and everything.
That's what you said to me.
I know. I called you. I had her number right in front of me, but I didn't dial her number. I called home. I called you.
I thought you sounded funny on the phone.
Now, Isabel, I may be losing my mind. Do you think I am?
Well, if you are, everything considered, I like it.
Isabel and I went home and had dinner on the patio. Tasted good. She had on something long and silky and pale blue. She looked great. After dinner, we walked down to the ocean and watched the sunset. It was spectacular. Then we walked back to the house and went to bed. The next day, I met my friend at the Venice Bar and Grill. I don't understand it. I don't understand the whole thing.
Interesting.
I've never felt that close to Isabel since we got married. Closer, even. I was so happy. I was so contented. I was so glad to be where I was.
You liked yourself.
I liked myself.
Yeah.
And I liked her, and I liked everything. I even like the people at the beach club. They're not so bad, really. Isabel and I have gone to the beach this afternoon, and I'll listen to all the old jokes and the old arguments, and it'll be all right.
I take it we won't be going back to the truck.
Not today.
Next week? Next month?
Maybe. You know what Isabel's buying me? I gave her the $5,000, and she's buying me some binoculars.
Oh.
So as I can see the horses better. How about that? She's quite a girl, that Isabel.
Yes, she is.
You want to know something funny? She wants to meet you.
Well, maybe we'll run into each other one of these days. Maybe.
Well, if you ever do, you'll like each other.
I imagine we will.
Listen. Do you know why I made that phone call when I thought I was calling Margie?
Why? Tell me.
I was mad at you.
Really?
Yeah, I thought you were trying to run my life.
I'd never do that.
I thought you were trying to keep me from having some fun.
I couldn't do that if I wanted to.
No, I guess you couldn't.
Why do you suppose you dialed Isabel's number instead of Margie's?
I don't know. That beats me.
I think you know.
All right, you're so smart. Why don't you tell me?
Well, if you insist. I think your fingers knew better than your head what you wanted and what you needed.
Some smart fella, my friend. I guess you know by now I've been kidding you a little bit. He wasn't really my friend, not exactly. But he was somebody I'd known for most of my life. Somebody who tried to tell me the right thing to do. He was my conscience. And I don't know what I'd do without him.
Goethe, who wrote, "We think we push, but we are pushed." Is it possible that we go through life with a firm conviction that we are doing what we choose to do, and when and where we choose to do it, and with whom? That conviction is quite mistaken. Hidden forces, quite unknown to us, are deciding for us what we will do, when and where we will do it, and with whom. I'll be back shortly.
I can't wait to meet your daughter, sir.
Well, I'll call her. Evie!
What?
Come here, would you?
This better be good.
She's got a lot of spunk.
Yes.
What is it?
Evie, I'd like you to meet a nice young man.
Oh, no! My hair looks dirty! Daddy, how could you do this to me? I want to die!
I'm afraid her cream rinse makes her hair a little greasy.
May I suggest a agree?
Of course you'd agree. All you have to do is look at her.
No, agree cream rinse and conditioner. It helps stop the greasies.
Really?
Sure. After I shampoo, I use agree cream rinse and conditioner, and
it helps stop the greasies.
Right.
Gee, it sounds like I would like agree, too.
Well, agree cream rinse and conditioner is 99% oil-free.
Evie, stop crying. I'll go get some agree.
And after you use it, I'll drive you to the movies, okay, Evie?
No.
Why not?
Because you got a creepy car.
What?
It's a brown station wagon. I hate it.
Some conditioners contain oils that can cause the greasies, but Agree Cream Rinse and Conditioner is 99% oil-free. And try Agree Shampoo. It helps stop the greasies, too.
I'm glad you decided to come to the movie. Your hair looks great.
Thank you, and I love your station wagon.
I'm Susan Anton. It's a good feeling to sleep the night away on a perfect sleep. PillowSoft is the ultimate in sleep. Unique extra-thick cushioning for heavenly comfort on top. Ultra-firm support inside. Perfect sleeper PillowSoft. Firmness that feels good.
Be a perfect sleeper. Buy a perfect sleeper. Perfect sleeper. Buy.
Denture wearers agree.
Snug cushions hold loose dentures so comfortably tight, I feel confident again.
Soft adhesive Snug brand denture cushions ease sore gums from loose-fitting plates.
No messy fixing like powders or pastes. Snug is easy to shape and fit. Won't wash off. Get temporary relief from loose-fitting dentures until you see a dentist with Snug. Now in the new four-cushion economy package. Snug, another fine product from Mentholatum.
Could paraphrase the lines by Goethe by saying, we do not lead our lives lead us. And I think we would not be too far from the truth. And concerning those hidden forces we have little or no knowledge of, is most certainly the one that rides us the way a jockey rides his horse. The one called conscience. Our cast included Larry Haynes, Jack Grimes, and E.V. Juster. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Panel investigating Billy Carter's ties with Libya begins its public hearings tomorrow. I'm Mitchell Krause reporting on the CBS Radio Network. On the eve of the hearings, the chairman of the investigating subcommittee, Senator Birch Bayh of Indiana, says so far he sees no major breach of the public trust by the president or his aides in the Billy Carter affair, but he pledges to give the inquiry his best effort.
I don't see any major bombshells there. They're probably will be a matter or two where judgment can be questioned. Frankly, I doubt if motive can be questioned, but we're all subject to have our judgments questioned from time to time about how certain kinds of information was handled. I don't see any so-called smoking gun there. I'm not ready to prejudge this, as I just say what I see now is not a major breach of public trust.
Billy Carter appears before the panel later this week. The president of Charter Oil Company is the first major witness tomorrow. He'll be asked about his company's alleged promise to pay a commission to the president's brother for obtaining Libyan oil. More CBS News in a moment. The Senate Finance Committee has approved a resolution to authorize preparation of a tax cut bill to become effective at the start of the new year. The vote was 11-1, with only Democrat Robert Packwood of Oregon in opposition on grounds such a measure would be inflationary. But though Republican David Durenberger of Minnesota voted yes, he said he's really pessimistic that a bill is imminent.
It's going to be very difficult for a Republican minority to fashion a responsible kind of a tax cut or a tax reform legislation this year if the Democrats aren't in favor of it. So my strong suspicion is that we're going to debate the issue for a few weeks and probably make the decision that tax reform is best done after the presidential election than before it.
In another Senate action tonight, the upper house passed the final amendment to the bill setting aside more than 1 million acres of Alaska wilderness in perpetuity. Final passage is expected tomorrow. Torrential rains have caused serious flooding in parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, an area still reeling from the floods of last week. Mary Jane Gallagher from the governor's office says that between 300 and 1,000 families have been driven from their homes in parts of northern West Virginia hardest hit today.
It was a result of heavy rains and flash flooding that caused, 6 to 7 counties in the state to be affected. We had slides, we had roads being closed, and we've had homes that had to be evacuated and businesses that were damaged throughout West Virginia because of this flash flooding. This is the most severe that has hit the state.
Federal storm damage assessors are expected in the affected areas within the next few days to determine the need for federal financial assistance. The first giant panda conceived naturally in captivity has died. Officials in Mexico City say the 8-day-old cub was apparently crushed accidentally by its mother or smothered. The child was only about 3.5 inches long when born and weighed only 3.5 ounces at birth. Now this. Tomorrow is Afghanistan's Independence Day, and Soviet President Brezhnev sent a message to the communist government it backs there, hoping that the country could overcome what he called foreign threats. But Afghan rebel sources report the fighting is still going on. They killed 1,000 Soviet troops, they said, late last month in the mountains north of Kabul, and the Soviets retaliated by killing men, women, and children in the area. The Soviets claim the U.S., China, Pakistan, and Egypt are supporting the rebels with weapons and with training. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.